Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Christy Pinniger and Tyler Wires with 725 Ministries join us on today's program to talk about the after-school ministry and its special purpose here in Pella.
725 Ministries really is all about.
725 Ministries is a nonprofit group that was started by actually Christy several years ago, and over time has morphed into this group that just really reaches out to high school age kids for the most part. And what we do is we spend time with them on Thursday nights. We meet right after school. We even have a bus that drops off kids at our building. So from 3:30 to about 7 o'clock on Thursday nights, we meet with these kids. Just a lot of them have been through a lot of stuff in life and a lot of just junk in their life. And so we really try to work with them on some life skills because they've never had that education at home or anywhere else on how do I get up in the morning, make my bed, how do I cook a meal even, you know? So we actually sit down, have a meal with them every week, and these kids get an opportunity to cook the meal every week too, so they learn how to do that. As well, we really try to just love on these kids and show them what it's like to have someone in their life that loves them unconditionally and is there for them at any turn. And they have our numbers and resources to get a hold of us at any time. A lot of these kids take advantage of that. We hear from these kids all throughout the week about what's going on in their life and how their week's going and just the bad stuff too. And just we walk alongside of them, sometimes taking them to school even, meeting with them throughout the week just to really pour that love out on these kids.
And Christy, he said you organized this group. Where did this concept come from for 725 Ministries? How did you take a youth group and transform it into something that's helping these children?
Well, I've always been working with high school kids for a lot of years, but I just really felt God calling me into something a little differently. And anyway, we found a building up on the square, and God just kind of put all the pieces together. And that's kind of a long story that anybody can talk to me. I can let it know. But the name 725 came from the scriptures, Matthew 7, verse 25 in the New Living Translation. And that is, though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the wind beats against this house, we will still stand firm because we're being built on bedrock. And we just realized that these kids' lives are a daily windstorm. You know, the daily lives are, they never know what's coming at them. And so for a lot of these kids to be picked up every day and just like encouraged. And so one of our biggest goals is to let them know that God has a purpose for every single one of them and that they are significant, that they are loved, and that they have a purpose. And so through a lot of this, we do a lot of loving on these kids. And we want to teach them, like as Tyler had said, we want to teach them life skills along with that. So you know, we feel like if we give them some responsibility, if we give them, you know, let them do the cleaning, we are thinking of possibly putting some laundry in there also with this whole thing. We're just finding out just a lot of different things as we get to know these kids on an individual basis. And when they feel loved and when they feel safe, and I believe most of them feel very, very safe here, they invite their friends. And that's really how it is.
What were some of the key benefits of becoming a nonprofit, and what are some of the ways you're trying to grow this mission further?
We do everything by private donation. We're just kind of trying to build a fund. We don't go out seeking and searching a lot of funds a lot, but we just, a lot of the times people hear our stories and just come and talk to us and hear word of mouth. But we do have a Facebook page, which is 725 Ministries, and you can get a hold of us by messaging us on that.
One of the benefits of being a nonprofit is that we're able to actually take those contributions and then in turn for those who do contribute, that is a nice tax deduction for you, which is lovely for anyone. And so you can do that, but it was an important step for us to be a recognized group as well, a recognized organization out there with credibility and validity as well it provides. Because like we said, this is a group that's been going on for quite some time, and it's another way to further and get the name out and get things spread as well, because it's not about us, it's about these kids. And we really have a heart, and the other people who come alongside and help, the other leaders, they all have a heart to just really help these kids and want to just see as many lives transformed and changed as possible.
For 725 Ministries, what are those biggest benefits and takeaways for you and those milestones that you see of growth from those that you are trying to impact?
What we walk with them through is the difficulties that they have experienced, that they can go beyond those experiences, and they can take the things that they've learned and then they can build from that. I often will tell some of these kids that they have been at an advantage, even though it seems like they haven't, but they have experienced a lot of real life that a lot of us just don't even see. And so I just really believe that they are all capable of becoming well-rounded citizens, kids that can go into school. We would love for them to see them, you know, excel in school. We're not looking for fantastic grades or anything, but just getting beyond that, staying in school, just being productive citizens like they were created to be. Yeah, it's, you know what, once you start getting to know these kids, you can't help but love them. And I know that they feel the love back when they see people who just will invest in them and care for them and just know that they'll be walking alongside them. So any donation that it comes in is just, we just feel is such a blessing from God. And so we just appreciate anything that will help further this ministry.
Once again, that was Christy Penninger and Tyler Wires with 725 Ministries. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.